This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
You got to turn it on. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another session of Sin. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, and do be part of the conversation. Look, I always appreciate the time when you guys, you know, you get involved, you get engaged. I see you talking to each other, making comments about the guests. Sometimes I see you making comments about me. Remember, I am watching. You know what I'm saying? Get my hint? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Hey, one of your favorite people, the gold guy, is going to be with us. I call my gold guy, but really, he's the economic guy. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think I've ever heard David push strictly precious metals. You know, real estate, savings accounts, I help them. I augment by saying, get yourself some coffee cans, you know what I'm saying, for the backyard, you know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, a lot happening up there as well. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's not really dated. I mean, everything in there is, you know, the labels that the left calls us. All those labels that are irritating as heck, because this group says they don't like labels, right? We shouldn't use labels. We find labels uncomfortable. Labels don't work. Well, they seem to work for you, because you're always aiming them at us. Right? It's really that simple. Again, as I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, I got coffee mugs, all kinds of fun stuff up there. You know, we're back at this. Everybody is just so excited about the Manafort ruling and that kind of thing. And I'm saying, all right, so what? And I don't mean, like, so what? They broke the law. They deserve to go to jail, pay the fine, do whatever. However, I love the fact that these guys are Republicans helping Republicans, or we're conservatives helping conservatives, and they're getting 110% of the normal maximum time that others would get for doing the same crime. It's okay. I mean, one of these days, I'm actually going to take the time to go down the list, or pay somebody to go down the list, of all the laws that Hillary Clinton broke, and the people around her broke, and how much jail time they actually did. Right? Alan Dershowitz, a Harvard law professor, he, you know what, I got nothing. I got no pieces of paper, barely made it out of high school. He says that Trump is more correct than his critics are with claims about Daniels and the McDougal payments. But the thing that bothers me the most, since when is it illegal? I didn't say immoral or a bad thing to do, so don't mix my words up. When did it become illegal to have consensual sex and then pay somebody extra money to keep your mouth shut? When did that happen? Is that a new law? Because they seem to make them up as they go, so I'm just wondering. Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz said Wednesday that President Trump did nothing wrong if he gave Michael Cohen money out of his own pocket to pay the women to keep them quiet. Right? This wasn't, he didn't pay women to have sex. If the president had paid $280,000 to these two women, even if he had done so in order to help his campaign, and really, is it helping his... Okay. Does he give him the money and say, hey, I can't have this on my campaign, so shut up? Or did he give him the money and say, I don't want this aggravation. I'm married, my wife is pregnant, and you know what, I'd like to keep this marriage together. And you know what? You guys get irritated at me when I bring in the past. But again, on the left, no outrage when Billy Bob Clinton paid to keep his women silent. No outrage when he had to pay them to keep them from testifying against him or going to court. The man should have done jail time for half of what he did to women. Forget what he did to the White House or any of the other stuff. Just for the sexual assault. Just for the rape that they couldn't deal with. Right? And I'll use your lines on the left. You can't have that many women. You can't have smoke without fire. Well, unless it's an e-cigarette or something, but you can't have that many women coming forward. You said it with all the people on the right, right? I mean, whenever we have somebody running for office and a woman comes forward or 10 women come forward and say, hey, you know, that guy sexually assaulted us, me, whatever, the left will tell you it has to be true, but it doesn't seem to hold the same rules for the right towards them. Dershowitz told Fox News a special report that the candidate's entitled to contribute $1 million to his own campaign as long as he reports it. Cohen pleaded guilty Tuesday to 2 counts of violating federal campaign finance law and claimed that he arranged payments with Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal at the direction of then-candidate Trump. I'd like to know what the direction was. Was the direction give each one of them $130K? Was the direction was do what you got to do, you know, short of killing them, but do what you got to do to make sure that they keep their mouth shut about the sexual activity? And who gets to interpret what that means? I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, later on this week, Trump is going to do an interview on Fox and Friends, and he told Ainsley Earhart that he did not know that Cohen had made the payments to Daniels and McDougal until later on. He claimed the funds didn't come out of the campaign. They came from him. Now, here's the other part of the problem here. I didn't plan to spend a whole segment on this. I really didn't, but I got excited about it. I'm easily excitable. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Stop in California! If you ever plan to motor west, stop at California. Really. When it says California 10 miles, just pull into the next rest stop, grab a hot dog, and leave. It's getting worse. It's getting crazier here. No, seriously, it is. It's getting worse. The laws that they're trying, they're back at banning the Bible again. Or trying to ban the Bible. See, they're not really banning, they're not stupid people. They're not banning the Bible. I got to finish up the story. But, this stuff comes at me during the break. I get all excited. I know. I like to have quadruple A, quadruple D. You know what I'm saying? Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks again. Remember, if you send me an email, joe@therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do. Lots you can get involved with. We were talking about the president and whether or not, you know, Alan Dershowitz is a professor at the Harvard Law School. And, you know, they get nuts with this guy because he doesn't have a problem telling the truth. He doesn't have a problem laying it out what the really what the law says. And basically, here's the deal. We've seen it happen over and over again, right? You've seen it done on both sides of the aisle. Mostly with Dems, but both sides of the aisle. Where you have, you know, the president. Now, listen, he wasn't president at the time, right? I mean, last I checked, that other guy was president. And he paid, you know, he paid a couple of women saying, hey, you know what, let's just keep this to ourselves. Here's a few bucks, let's just keep this to ourselves. And so, not what's wrong with, but what part of that is illegal? That's my question. So what they've done now is they've backed Cohen into a corner. I mean, think about some of the things they've told these guys they were going to do. They're going to give them 300 years for tax evasion. Who got 300 years? Al Sharpton owes $4 million. Everybody knows it. The IRS knows it. Al knows it. Everybody else knows it. How many days he get in jail? Maybe he's a little restinked. Did you see that? You didn't know. You don't know about that, do you? I could tell. He spelled respect wrong on Twitter. I thought only I did that. You see, I'm the only guy that can't spell it right. That's how you know if a tweet comes out and it's perfect, it ain't me. I'm always spelling stuff wrong, putting words together. I do three dots at the end. I'm the guy that makes you nuts because I do three dots at the end of the sentence. Remember me? Anyway, so Dershowitz goes on to say that there is nothing illegal about this. The only way this could be illegal is if they took the money from the campaign funds and paid the girls to be quiet from those funds. And now they've got Cohen again. Hey, you could do, you know, this sounds like a mafia deal, right? You could do 300 years, or you give us a little information, you're out in like three or four, right? You know what I'm saying? This is kind of how these guys operate. This is how the Mueller group, Mueller, whatever group is operating now. Okay, I mean, you look at who they're wrangling, who they're pulling in, and what. There's two things the FBI. This is my understanding from what I've read and some of the agents I've spoken with. Where they will nail you. Well, unless your last name's Clinton, where they'll nail you is for lying to the FBI, because that's an easy one for them to nail you on. If you don't say it exactly right, you know, they ask the same question 27 times. And if you don't come back with the exact same answer, then there's a problem. And then the other place is tax evasion. So they nail you for hiding money, then they hand it over to the IRS, and they nail you for tax evasion. Right? Dershowitz also took issue with the idea that Trump was an unindicted co-conspirator with Cohen, saying you don't become an unindicted co-conspirator if your action is lawful, even though the action to other person that took is unlawful. If I give you money to go eat or to pay off your house, I'll use that one, that's better, and you go down to the corner and buy drugs and sell them, I'm not a co-conspirator. I've done nothing wrong. I gave you money for a purpose. It might be misdemeanor for the campaign to fail to report the payment, but it would be on the campaign, not the candidate. That's very true. The treasurer's the one that goes to jail. So it's not even a close question to talk about. I mean, is this a high crime and misdemeanor? Really, seriously. Because if it's a high crime and misdemeanor, we've got to go back and round up the last three or four presidents. We got some nice jail cells for them. But these guys, they're not honest. They're not real. They're not true. That right now, the people doing that investigation, and I agree with President Trump and others on this one, it's a bit of a sham. Because there isn't one person on that team that was a Trump supporter at any point in time. And don't give me that crud that because, it's the FBI, it's the DOJ, you know, these guys are committed to their jobs, they're committed to America. No, they're committed to America based on what they believe the premise is, based on what they believe is best for the country. You know, and all of a sudden, like I said, the Dems have found themselves. It's really, since President Trump has become president, The Democrats have taken a crash course in learning what a budget is and how it works. They have somehow tripped over the Constitution and realized that we actually have one. And now they're trying to talk to us about fiscal responsibility. Single-payer health care, $37 trillion. They're complaining that President Trump has brought $2 trillion to the deficit. I'm going, really? I just don't understand math, apparently. There's a really cute, cool picture. We'll put it up on the Facebook page and the website later on. A great picture about President Trump. And he's giving a speech. And there's an African-American woman behind him. And she's hugging on him. No, she's not stuck to him. Nobody duct taped her there. But she's actually, you know, holding on to the man and thanking him for what he's doing. Which I don't understand how the left is going to fight all of this. He hates blacks, he hates women, he hates... He's appointed more women than Obama did. He's assaulted less women than Billy Bob did. He's got more blacks, Hispanics, and gays appointed in his inner circle than most others. The black and Hispanic community are at an all-time low when it comes to unemployment. I'm trying to figure out exactly what in there is bad. And the only thing to the Democrats that's bad, or Democrat leadership that's bad about all that, is that there's a Republican that they hate at the top. And when you see African Americans just hanging on to Trump, it has got to cause a shudder to the left. Because they've been ignoring these people for decades. Come on, honestly, they've been ignoring these people for decades. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, let's talk about what the Democrats have actually done for the black and Hispanic communities when we come back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump pushed back against what his former attorney Michael Cohen said in pleading guilty this week to two felony campaign finance violations, as Cohen noted he's violated the law at Trump's direction.
longtime Judiciary Committee member Senator Orrin Hatch on the plea deal of Michael Cohen, suggesting then-candidate Donald Trump okayed payments to avoid disclosures of alleged affairs.
Well, these are serious charges. They can't be ignored.
Interviewed by Fox and Friends, the president said payments to women who've alleged affairs with him were not akin to campaign contributions.
They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
As the president has stated on numerous occasions, he did nothing wrong. There are no charges against him in this. Just because Michael Cohen made a plea deal doesn't mean that implicates the president on anything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you. Can we use those words anymore? I mean, like, fat, dumb, and stupid. Somebody get upset. Probably hurt somebody's feelings. Well... anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, so, you know, why do we let... how is it Republicans got the tag, the label, if you would, of being the racists? Right? Of being for slavery. How is he, you know, how does Joe Biden get away with saying, if they get elected again, they're going to put y'all back in chains? How did he get away with that? I mean, so, did he flunk history? Or did everybody in the audience flunk? I mean, how did they get away with this kind of thing? Right? When you would have thought that would... I know how. I know the answer to the question, obviously. I wouldn't be asking it. The first rule of politics, don't ask a question you don't know the answer to. But, I mean, seriously, when you look at this stuff, back in the days of Jim Crow, how many of you know, I mean, we've got some new listeners, and I think that's great. I really do mean that. I thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining the show. But you got Jim Crow laws, right? The biggest thing behind the Jim Crow laws was that you could not teach a black person how to read. And they said this. You look at the notes of the day. You look at some of the journals of the day. They knew if they taught the black people how to read, they would get educated. If they got educated, they would figure a way out of the situation they were in. Go figure. Come on, think about this. Now, if some of you, I really should wait for Corey Duncan for this, but I can't. I can't hold myself. You know me. I'll explode all over the studio if I wait. The 13th Amendment abolished slavery, right? I mean, can we agree? Right, we can agree on that. 13th Amendment abolished slavery. 100% Republican support. 23% Democrat support. Where were the rest of them? Were they not for allowing, for getting rid of slavery? Was it against the law? I mean, I don't understand. But they were for everybody, weren't they? 14th Amendment gave citizenship to freed slaves. Well, that's cool, don't you think? Because we always felt, we always knew that they were human beings. We didn't think they were half human or a half man. 94% Republican support. Zippo, ninty, nothing, nada on the Democrat side. And don't give me this garbage that we flipped. You know, I've been through this before with you guys, and I can make you cry if you want me to. 15th Amendment, right to vote for all, for everybody, for everyone with a heartbeat. 100% Republican. We didn't stop you from voting. We wanted everybody to have a right, have a say in their government. How many Democrats? None. Not a one stepped up for that. So every one of these amendments that gave more rights to blacks, the Democrats wouldn't, not couldn't, wouldn't get behind. Right? I mean, think about this. And you know, we can go through this all, right? First, 1870, first black Republican senator, Hiram Rhodes, not a Democrat. How long did it take? How long did it take for the Democrats to catch up? 123 years. It took 123 years before the Democrats would get behind an African American to be, you know, to become a senator. 1993. So they flipped in the 60s, they said. So does that mean that Jimmy Carter was really a Republican? God, please take him back. Yes. Right? I mean, serious. You got to help me understand you people because it's just so crazy. I don't know how you come up with this stuff. Right, JFK. That might have been too early for the switch because they really don't tell you exactly when it happened. It happened over a period of time. So if it happened between JFK and LBJ, that would mean LBJ was one of ours, right? It means that LBJ was a Republican who didn't, you know, who wanted to give everybody the right to vote. Right? Freedom for everyone. I'm just trying to understand this. So maybe it wasn't him. Okay, let's move forward a little bit, right? Then it was Jimmy Carter. Although, I always like the way they do that. I mean, think about that. Jimmy Carter. And he was one of yours, right? Here's one of my favorites. Do I have enough time to play this? I think so. Yeah. Here's one of my favorites. A quick history lesson about Jimmy Carter. The nice, wonderful nut farmer from Georgia.
Now, for the benefit of the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history. The year was 1976, and Americans had endured a generation of turmoil and the Vietnam War. But they had found a savior, an agent of hope and change, a peanut farmer from Georgia, Democrat Jimmy Carter. By now, all the white racists are voting Republican, you see. Civil rights, Martin Luther King, it's all behind us by 1976. Yeah. Well, here's what the first black mayor of Gary, Indiana, Richard Hatcher, said about Carter in 1976. Carter was a Frankenstein's monster with a southern drawl, a more cultured version of the old Confederate at the schoolhouse door. Jesse Jackson called Carter a throwback to Hitlerian racism, and Atlanta Mayor Maynard Jackson slammed his fist on his desk and shouted, "Is there no white politician I can trust?" Why did these leading black politicians think Carter was racist? It's what he said about public housing, whether government should use it to try to integrate neighborhoods. Carter said, "I have nothing against a community that is made up of people who are Polish or Czech or French-Canadian or blacks trying to maintain the ethnic purity of their neighborhoods. This is a natural inclination." 20 years earlier, in 1956, Carter was on the Sumter County School Board. He led an effort to have the site of a new black school relocated. Why? Because it was so close to a white school, black and white kids would end up walking on the same street. Carter's board assured people at a meeting October 5th, "The board will do everything in its power to minimize simultaneous traffic between white and colored students on the way to and from school." How do you compensate in your old age for having been a vile, disgusting racist all your life? Simple.
accuse other people, decent, innocent people, of being racist.
I think an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity toward President Barack Obama is based on the fact that he is a black man.
Guilty dog barking. Let history forever remember Jimma's determination to save those white kids from the terrible colored kids on the streets of Sumter County, Georgia. And given the downward trajectory of Jimma's reputation right about now, it's fitting that the ship they named after him is a submarine. Great moments in Democrat racist history.
Yeah, I thought we'd have a moment of reality on the real side with Joe Massey. This is just nuts, right? I mean, you think, when did the party switch? Was it JFK? Another, you know, JFK, if I believed in, like, reincarnation and channeling people, Billy Bob Clinton had to channel JFK, right? I mean, JFK used to have the, I'm sorry, some of you find this distasteful, but it's true, had the women in the pool, right there in the White House. Well, I guess it was his back therapy or something, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, and then you get up to Billy Bob Clinton, I don't know, you know, he's just an ape. See, they made excuses for him. You know, he's an A-type personality, you know, he's an alpha male, a man with a lot of power. You know, men with a lot of power do these kind of things, and you just got to kind of work it through. All right, so let's say I believe that, and I don't. But let's say I believe that. What, Trump isn't an alpha male? Are you serious? Are you missing part of what's between your ears? But it's not okay for him. You know why? Because he's a Republican. That's the only reason. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73. I know I went too far again. That's all right. You'll get over it and so will I. But it's really, we have to stop allowing them to do this. You guys have seen me on CNN a few times. You've seen, they use that racist word like it's gummy bears at a, you know, at a kid's birthday party or something. It's just nuts. Don't let them get away with it. Stand up. Stand up for us. Stand up for me. Even if you don't stand up for yourself, grow a spine and stand up for a guy like me. University of Colorado Boulder offers a course for students who wish to explore the consequences of being white. Well, it's sunburn, right? I mean, I'm Joe Massey, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
How can you not like the happy stuff? Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. See that? You don't want me singing a song for you. You sing it yourself. That's how it works. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Send me an email if you have any questions about the show, about what we're doing. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, and you know, you send me emails afterward and helping out, and I really do like that. We have a button on our website called Patreon where you can go out. I want to thank those who've already signed up, who are already helping the cause, if you will. It's a way you can get involved in supporting the show financially, and I try to put messages up there. I don't always succeed. I'm trying to do better, but at least you know that you're helping us stay on the air. We want to get on more stations, and it's really a lot easier than you think. Here's how it works. Call your local station. Ask the program director, what's wrong with you people? And say it in a nice way. I don't know how you say that in a nice way, but what's wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying the real side with Joe Messina? I mean, you got to listen to this show. You know what I mean? Anyway, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, and stay with it. You know, stay with the fight. Don't give it up in your area. Just stay with it, because I'll tell you what, we win. We will win. If we fight hard enough and long enough and don't give up, we'll win. Oh, yeah. One of my favorites. So apparently, we don't suffer enough as white people. Not that we suffer a lot, but we don't suffer enough. And if you really don't know the kind of consequences that you have, you know, being white, you need to take a class to learn what the problem with you being white is. To learn, see, what's really interesting about this is here. They want to teach us why it's so bad to be white. Why we should feel guilt about something that we were born with that we can't change. When I was told as a child, when we've been told all through our adult lives that we shouldn't judge somebody on the color of their skin. Now apparently there's a new mantra. The mantra is, you can't judge somebody on the color of their skin, comma, unless they're white. In which case, they got all kinds of things to say. The University of Colorado at Boulder, they're offering a course for students who wish to explore consequences of whiteness. It's offered to the sociology department. Hey, look, my tongue's too big for my mouth sometimes. Whiteness studies. Now, it's a 3-credit-hour class. Historically, has been among the department's most popular classes. When the class was offered last fall, 52 students enrolled, and there was a long wait list. Well, heck, if it's that popular, geez, you know, open up the lecture hall. What are you waiting for? You don't want anybody to go without, right? Professor Amy Wilkins, and I guarantee this is part of a woman's study, right? The Women's Studies Department. Guaranteed. Because when you look at them, that's where they all start. I don't know why. She was previously assigned to teach the class, suggested that the course title is misleading. It really should be called Critical Whiteness Studies. People think it's just some celebration of white people or something, which is not what the class is about. No, lady. When I read the title, I had no illusion, delusion, whatever, that it was all about how great being white was. We know better now. Your secret's out. God, that shows you how dull they actually think we are. It's kind of interesting being at the university that's majority white and having such a radical critique of whiteness in the classroom. Right, John Kirby, a student in the class, he said, this is kind of really weird, but I kind of describe myself as Chicano. He said, I really didn't expect this kind of thing coming to this school. Well, surprise, surprise. Do you think you can get your money back? One student who took the whiteness studies last year, Vidushi Goyal, uploaded 12 weeks of course notes to the site Course Hero. The notes appear to be summaries of readings assigned by Wilkins, and many alternatively have been taken during the class. Now, during the third week of the class, the professor says that there's a danger to color blindness. Color blindness allows for white people, ready for this, to know that racism exists, but that allows them not to have to take action for their white privilege. So, we can, if we're colorblind and we're white, we can see that racism exists, and then we don't have to take action because of our white privilege? Seriously, you know, you can go to college so much. You can spend so much time in college that you have absolutely no common sense whatsoever. You know, academically, you might be brilliant, you might be a genius, but you wouldn't know a lug wrench if somebody hit you with it. And yes, that would be bad. Color blindness, she says, is therefore dangerous because it allows for ignorance. Now look it. When I think of color blindness, see that I'm not well educated, but when I think of color blindness, that doesn't mean I ignore that somebody's a different color. I ignore what might happen to somebody because they're a different color, race, ethnicity, whatever. But it does mean I make none of my decisions based on color. None. Not a one. And I don't think anybody else should either. That's, to me, what colorblindness is. Now, Campus Reform, where the story originated, reported the system also offers a white witnessing whiteness course that coaches students to critique the superficiality of white color. What? And explains, well, listen, they consider Italians white. They consider Greeks white. I don't know how it is Italians are considered white, but Spaniards are considered Hispanic or Latino. Is that the whole Latin in that area? I'm asking for a friend. You know what I'm saying? So they talk about, you know, white culture. There is no white culture. It's fake. It's phony. Wow, Italians have no culture? That's interesting. Greeks have no culture? That's even more interesting. The writer goes on to say that the remarks such as, my culture is an American culture, is problematic because there is no American culture. These people are amazing. Now, during the whiteness studies course, students will use the conceptual framework of sociology, of race and ethnic relations, to explore whiteness as a racial category that is centered and privileged in American society. Because it happens nowhere else. Anyway, I always get a kick out of these classes, and I'll tell you why. If I got any parents listening, and I know I do, but if I have any parents listening, go get your kids' books. I'll wait. Go ahead. And go through them. And if you see this garbage in here, remember, it's your tax dollars buying these books. It's your tax dollars getting them to school and back. It's your wallet dollars buying them clothes, gasoline, insurance, and other things for them to be at these schools. Why do you support these? My question is real simple. Why do you support these schools? I don't understand you. If you're listening to this show, you must have an IQ of some measurable point. And yet you're sending your kids to a school that does this stuff. How's that? I kept it clean. So there's where your tax dollars go. I hope you're happy about that. I hope it keeps you very excited that your hard-earned dollars are being flushed for all intents and purposes. Look, we're in election year, and it's a very dangerous election. I know we said that last time, but you saw what happened. I mean, the president has a one-person margin in the Senate. That's not a position of strength, people. Every vote taken pretty much is an oh my God. Now, after this election, when we take more seats in the Senate, Mitch, I know you're probably sitting there having a beer right now. Quit. We don't need you as Senate Majority Leader. I wrote a piece in 2014, and it is so coming through, true, that if we don't get rid of leadership, if we don't change leadership, if we don't change their way of thinking in this party, we're going to have our problems. And we did. And we are. I'm glad Ryan's leaving. And there's two people that are, I'll talk about this later on, but the two people that are up, there's one in particular I want, and one I don't. One I know. And it's just not there. But McConnell is holding up over 300 pieces of legislation that have been pushed through by Congress, and he's sitting on them. Why? Why would he possibly do that? Because if he starts pushing those through, if they go for a vote and they win, boy, what would Trump's first 2 years look like? I want you to think about this. Come on. 300 pieces of legislation sitting over 300, sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk waiting for approval, waiting for him to bring the floor for the vote. What is he? Can somebody want to call him and get back to me in a few minutes? Tell me what it is. What's it all about? What's it all about, Mitchie? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side. Next hour, David Fisher will be on with us, CEO of Landmark Capital. Talk about the economy, the markets. Do you need precious metals? Do you need real estate? Or do you need more coffee cans? Put your money in and bury it in the backyard. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.